I liked this so much last Saturday, I decided to do it again. How many of you love your pastor and your pastor's wife? Praise God. I give honor. Just a couple more moments I want to, before I get into what I want to preach tonight. I want to give honor to your pastor and your pastoral family for allowing me to be here for the last month. I give honor to them. Sometimes when you do extended revivals in the church, when you pray and you fast, you start feeling different things. And I'm thankful that he's allowed me to be me, because I can't be anybody but myself. So I give your pastor and your pastor's wife honor, their children, incredible young people. I give honor to this church. Thank you so much for a couple weeks ago allowing my wife and my boys to come. We do not travel much at all anymore. I'm usually on 3 or 4 flights a week by myself, so it was a good thing to have my family with me a couple weeks ago. And I give this church honor. Thank you so much for doing that. I give you honor. Praise God. To this amazing praise team and musicians. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. So good. And I'm going to tell on somebody right now. It's my last service, so might as well shoot for the stars. Praise God. Somebody did something really bad tonight. Should be ashamed of themselves. I was in the gymnasium. Scouting out the competition. We'll save that for later. And somebody decided to bring me a box of donuts. Brother Jones, have you ever had these donuts before? No, I haven't. And then I put them to my lips. And I don't know what you call them. Some, I don't know. Number 4 donuts in the country, nation. Round, Jesus, that's of God. Hallelujah. That's going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to be, oh God, I'm glad my wife's not here tonight. I'm supposed to be doing better with sweets, but I'd hate to reject a saint of God trying to give me a gift. And so amen. This is your fault, by the way. And so I give you honor, every person that's been so kind to me and been so kind to my family. I give you honor today. And I feel like we're going to leave here tonight with victory. Let's try that again. I believe we're going to leave here tonight with victory. Now, I know we're on the floor tonight. I just like being closer to you. That's the only reason why I brought it down here. But we're going to preach tonight. I know last week we kind of preached treats, but I feel like preaching. So, thank you so much for staying with me. Thank you, musicians. I'm going to go ahead and get started. Praise God. Sorry, media team, I didn't give you any of this. I apologize. And I'm going to need a volunteer tonight. Can I get a volunteer that can read really good? If you can't read good, don't raise your hand. Anybody read really good? Raise your hand. Who? Sadie. Who's Sadie? Where's Sadie? Is it okay if she reads some scripture for me, Pastor? Okay. So I want you to get a mic and just get ready. She's getting nervous. Get a mic and get ready, because you're going to help me preach tonight, sister. You're going to help me preach tonight. You can sit right there, and when I call on you, just be ready. She's going to help me preach tonight. Anybody ready to have church tonight? Praise God. Praise God. We have all heard the statistics before that in a church, 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. 80% of the giving is done by 20% of the people. 80% of prayer is done by 20% of the people. This is called the 80-20 rule. Can I tell you that the government is not our biggest adversary?
Right.
Can I tell you that racism is not our biggest adversary? Depression and suicide is not our biggest adversary. And even Satan himself is not our biggest adversary. Our biggest adversary is the human flesh. I'll never forget when I was younger, me and my sister, my older sister, I'm the youngest, the baby, the prized possession. All the babies say amen. Hallelujah. I remember getting ready for church on Sunday, having my 7-button orange pinstripe seersucker suit with my white gaiters on, praise God. Couldn't tell me nothing. I was walking with a limp, praise God, hallelujah. And my sister and I would race to get ready first. Because as soon as my mom said, it's time to go, we'd run to that green Chrysler 1997. And we'd run outside and we'd race each other and push each other down the hill because we wanted to get the front seat. And a lot of times I'd beat my sister and I'd hold on to the door and I'd say, my turn, I won. Well, if I sat in the front seat the last time, my mom, it doesn't matter how many times I beat my sister, she would be fair. And she'd say, Junior, it's your turn to sit in the back seat. And I'd be mad. I'd be sulking and all mad because I didn't get my way. And so I'd sit in the back, but I'd make sure my sister knew how much I was mad at her. I'd say, I hate you. And she'd say, I hate you more. Well, I wasn't going to be outdone, so I'd say, I hate you the morest. Even though it wasn't a word. I wanted her to know I didn't like her. And 15 minutes, we'd go back and forth from Birmingham to Bessemer. Back and forth, back and forth. But when we drove into the parking lot, my mom would look in that rearview mirror. She'd point that finger, and she'd say, enough is enough. She said, all that bickering and that fighting you did on the way to church, that ends when we get to church. Because you're not going to allow what happened before church to affect the atmosphere that's in the church. Can I tell you, the atmosphere matters. What you bring to the house of God matters. Fighting and bickering and arguments, and we can bring that in the church and try to worship God and our minds not even here. Our minds on what we did before church, what we're going to do after church. But I wonder what would happen if we could get all in one mind and in one accord in this service tonight. Could God do a miracle for your family? Could God do a miracle in your body? If we could all get on the same page. If we could all get on the same page. She was teaching me and my sister a principle on that Sunday morning that unity is the most important thing when we get into the church house. Unity and being in one mind. But if I allow things that have happened before, a bad day at work, an argument with a family member, whatever the case may be, it can affect my praise. It can affect my ability to tap in. How many of you have ever, oh Lord, I'm about to get some trouble right now. How many of you have been angry at somebody when you came to church? Raise your hand. You lie, you fry. Come on, somebody. You've been angry. You've been mad. And it affected your praise. Oh, I think we got some honest people in the house tonight. Praise God. You know what? My praise is not predicated on what's going on in my life right now. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Notice the Bible never says, well, if you didn't get in an argument before you came to church, well, if everything's going good with your finances, if everything's going good in your marriage, then give him praise. No, the Bible doesn't say that. It says to give him praise according to his excellent greatness. It's not according to how good I am. It's not according to how everything's going in my life. I give him praise because of who he is. And if we have this understanding that my praise can help somebody get out of the prison that they're in. If we had the understanding and the revelation that when I lift up my voice, when I clap my hands, when I dance, it is loosing the chains off of somebody else. But it's tough to give God praise when everything's about me. It's tough to lift my hands when we're worried about, well, I don't know if I put deodorant on tonight. It's tough to give God praise when everything is focused on what everybody else is going to think about me. But what could happen tonight? What could happen in this church if we were freed from the expectation of everybody else and we got in one mind and one accord and unified as a church body? There is no telling what could happen tonight. Well, Brother Jones, that's just not my person. I'm just not exuberant. I'm just not a dancer. I'm just not a shouter. Oh, really? You're not emotional. Oh, really? Let's bring your F-250 up here. Let's bring your Dodge, your Chevrolet, whatever it is, and let somebody ram into the back of it. And you go back out after church and you see that somebody hit your truck. And then tell me you're not emotional. We are emotional, but what we've given our emotions to. I'd rather give my emotions to the things of God than the things of man. That truck's gonna pass away. Your money's gonna pass away. But his word will never pass away. These things I'm gonna invest in and I'm gonna give my effort to. Oh, yes. What would happen tonight if we could learn to worship together? What could happen in the church tonight if we said, I'm not worried about what anybody else thinks about me. I'm going to worship and I'm going to praise God until the walls fall down. It's just not me. I promise you, if somebody wrote you $1 million check tonight, oh, I promise you, nobody in this building, even the quietest person, wouldn't go, oh, that's so nice. Thank you. But what if your miracle was in this building tonight? And the key to your miracle is your ability to get outside of yourself. Well, Brother Jones, that's not how I roll. That's not how I operate. I wonder what David would think about our praise and worship sometimes. What would David think when he showed up into our praise and worship services? But I wonder what David would look like if he showed up here tonight. What would his worship look like? What would his dancing look like? I guarantee that he wouldn't allow the nice suit and the nice shoes and the nice dress and the nice hairdo to affect his ability to worship God. Even when he was elevated, David had an understanding that don't let these clothes fool you, because God delivered me out of the sheepfold. God elevated me. And even when I'm in the palace, he's still worthy of my praise. Even when I'm elevated, he's still worthy of my worship. Even when there's money in the bank, he's still worthy. But I think we depend on the singers too much. We depend on the singers. Don't get me wrong. Y'all got some of the best singers in Pentecost in this church. But sing me my favorite song. Sing me my David Jennings song, my Mark Crowder song. Sing me one of those. Sing me happy. And then when they sing my song, then I'll get out and cut a rug. You know what? That's not a kingdom mindset. That's a selfish mindset. But if we could all get in the same mind that I didn't come here tonight on a Saturday night on an extra service just to see what you were wearing. I didn't come here tonight just to spend a couple hours in God's presence. But if I dressed up, if I put on the clothes, I might as well get what God has for me tonight. But it's going to command that you put up an effort. It's going to demand that you put something out. My youth pastor used to say it like this: you got to put skin in the game. You got to put skin in the game. You got to put up effort. I want to preach tonight from this topic. Extraordinary effort will produce extraordinary results. Extraordinary effort will produce extraordinary results. Oh, Brother Jones, I want a breakthrough. I want a breakthrough in my mind. I want a breakthrough in my heart. I want a breakthrough in my finances. But there's this mindset that we're going to do the same thing we've always done and expect a different result. That's not how it works. When's the last time you came into the house of God and something challenged you to do something you've never done before? When's the last time you came into the house of God and something pulled at you that I need God to move on somebody? I need God to move on somebody in my family. I need God to begin to mend my marriage. I need God. And God says, okay, I want to move for you. But if you draw nigh unto me, then I will draw nigh unto you. There are some things that are waiting on me. There are some things, there are some dimensions that God wants to open us up to, but he's waiting on me. This message that I'm preaching to you tonight, this is something I never heard nobody preach. I didn't get this from somebody or get a nugget. No, no, no. I was in a revival in Tennessee. We had been going about 4 weeks. We'd seen people get the Holy Ghost, see people get baptized. But I was frustrated a little bit, brother. I was fast. I was praying. But I was like, God, I know there's another level to this. There's another dimension to this that we haven't even reached yet. And at early in the morning, Sunday morning, I began to pray in the evangelist quarters, and I ask God, God, give me the key to something breaking in the city. Give me the key to seeing things shift in the atmosphere. And I kept praying. I kept praying. I didn't feel an answer. And finally, once you got past a certain amount of time in prayer, it felt like the Lord, I got in alignment with what God was trying to do for that service. And then God would speak these words to me: extraordinary effort will produce extraordinary results. I said, okay, God, what does that mean? Okay. God, I'm praying. God, I'm fasting. God, I'm doing this. And God says, when have you ever pushed past the limits of what you've always done? You pray this amount of time. When's the last time you said, I'm going to pray 30 minutes extra? Because maybe, just maybe, you say, oh, I just can't pray that long. Oh, yeah, you can. When you get desperate enough, when you get desperate to see God do something he's never done before, it'll push you past the norm of what you've always done. And so I said, okay, God, I'm going to sit here and pray until something breaks. And then God, it's literally like God started downloading this message into my spirit. I can't even type. I got my iPad, and I'm sitting there crying, God. Some prayer music going on. I'm trying to type everything out. I can't even type it out fast enough. When I get in alignment with prayer and get in alignment with God, God will give you the key. God will give you the tools. God will give you the message. God will give you the words. But I've got to get in alignment with God. God started dealing with me. We talked about a little bit last week about unity, about Genesis 11, talking about when they all got on the same page. The power of a unified church. And so that Sunday, I went into the church and I began to preach about unity. And I began to preach about our greatest adversary is ourselves. And this right here. Some of you, this is the reason why some of you can't get your breakthrough. It's because you're always in your head. That God's got to do it this way. I'm going to get the Holy Ghost this way. Or I'm going to do it that. No. You're not the master. You're just the servant. And God, however you want to do it in my life, I am yielding myself to however you want to do it in me. We're going to talk about unity and the power of being unified and what God can do when everybody got on the same page. And I begin to do this. Oh, God, I'm feeling a little wild tonight. So it's that extra energy. Thank you, brother. There's some donuts, praise God, and Starbucks. Oh, Lord, let me stop. So I begin to talk about let's practice unity in this service right now. Everybody clap your hands. Well, Brother Jones, I'm just not a clapper. Everybody clap your hand. Well, Brother Jones, I'm too tired. I worked all week. Everybody clap your hands. Stop. And when we try to get everybody involved, there will always be somebody that says, I just don't want to do that. Always, there will always be somebody. And the question is, why don't you want to worship? Why don't you want to praise? Maybe there's something in your spirit that doesn't want to get under the funnel. That what praise can unlock in your life. Everybody clap your hands. Stop. What is happening right now is that something, we don't even realize what's happening. But when you put your hands together in unison with your brother and your sister, heaven takes notice of what's happening in this building. Everybody clap your hands. Anything can happen when we start doing what we're doing right now, because the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. Everybody clap your hands. And when God inhabits something, anything can happen when he steps into the room. Cancer can be gone. Diabetes can leave your body. Anything can happen when he steps into the room. Well, Brother Jones, I'm just waiting on God. Oh, no. No. 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 13 tells us the key to something opening up in the heavens. 2 Chronicles 7 and 13, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, 2 Chronicles 7 and 4, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble. If you cannot worship and engage, you have a pride issue. I believe that we come in with too much pride. Well, that's just not me. That's just not how I operate. That's not how I work. All that's got to be laid down at the altar and at the feet of Jesus. I don't care what I'm known as outside of this building, but in this building, I'm a worshiper. I am first a worshiper. I'm going to give God everything. I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to humble my will. And when I start doing that, I start clapping my hands. I start lifting my voice. God comes down. God comes down. All right. Let's have a transparent moment right now. I feel a divine interruption trying to happen in this service. I feel somebody came in here desperate, needing God to do something for you today. I'm going to ask you a question. Is there anybody in this building that needs God to do something tonight? Raise your hand. Lord, have mercy. There's a lot of hands up today. There's a lot of needs in this house today. How desperate are you? How desperate are you? Will you throw your identity away and lay it at the feet of Jesus and say, Jesus, whatever I got to do, whatever I got to do, whatever effort I've got to put up tonight in order to receive my miracle, I'm willing to do it. Well, this is my first time at the church. I just don't know about this. I've never worshiped like that. This is kind of weird. Why is everybody shouting? Why is the preacher yelling at me? Why is people running around the building? What? This is so weird. But then you go to a restaurant and you see in the playoffs, in the football games, that at 3-degree weather, there are people out there with no shirts on. There are people out there that are waiting 5 hours before the game in order to get in the building to see Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. But there's somebody greater than Patrick Mahomes. There's somebody greater. There's somebody greater than Lamar Jackson. And his name is J-E-S-U-S. And if they can do that for their football teams, why can't I do that for God? If they can do that for a man, why can't I do that for God manifested in the flesh? If we can put up effort, God can do anything in this building. If you feel like the heavens are shut up, you're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you to move. My people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and a directional change. Well, Brother Jones, I just don't do that. You need to turn. Brother Jones, I don't worship like that. You need to turn. Your church is way too loud. Praise him on the high. Hey, I just got a question for you. When they wanted Jericho walls to fall, and they had to walk around in silence, and then when it was time to get loose, I promise you, when it was time to give God a shout of praise, I promise you, it was, you want your walls to fall? Shout. Oh my gosh, that's too loud. If you want your walls to fall, there's effort that you gotta put up. You gotta put up an effort. You gotta shout. You gotta dance. You gotta lift up your voice. There's gotta be effort involved if you want your walls to fall down. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Please stop. You're scaring me. Why are you doing all that? All that's not necessary, blind Bartimaeus. Oh, my goodness. They're a little radical tonight. It's Saturday night of revival service. They're getting loud. They're screaming. They're doing all this stuff. Oh, my gosh. I want Jesus to come to me. I want Jesus to do this for me. I want Jesus to do this. And blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was coming by. Blind Bartimaeus was blind, but he used what he had left. He had his ears left. He had his hearing, and he had his mouth. Oh. Well, poor little old me, I'm blind, I'm the son of Timaeus, I might as well just stay here and keep my mouth shut and expect God to come to me. But blind Bartimaeus heard that the miracle worker was passing by. And it would have been easy, he would have had an out to say, I'm blind, poor little old me, my situation's too bad, poor little old me. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, he put up effort. Jesus! Jesus! Oh, no, you can't scream like that. Please don't be so loud. You got somebody sitting next to you. Jesus! When your desperation gets a hold of your vocal cords and you say, I don't worry. I'm not worried about what anybody else is doing. I need Jesus to rescue me. I need Jesus to pull me out. I need Jesus. That's just, all that scream is not necessary. That was so AD 23. Please stop. It's not necessary anymore. And then you got super spiritual people that didn't need anything. That was following after Jesus. And there's blind Bartimaeus using what he has left. Jesus! Hey, bro, calm down. All that ain't necessary. Chill out, bro. Jesus! Put a muzzle on that man's mouth. He needs to be quiet. Jesus! And the Bible says that they try to shut the mouth of the person who was needy. And I bet blind Bartimaeus heard all the haters. Hey, you're blind. Jesus ain't got time for you. Jesus ain't got time for your need. And the Bible says that he heard those people and what they said. And blind Bartimaeus had a decision to make. Do I shut my mouth or do I lift it up a little bit louder? And the Bible says that blind Bartimaeus cried out even louder, because you can't stop me from my miracle. You can't stop me from my breakthrough. You can't stop me. But the key is you got to put up an effort. You got to lift up your voice. You got to. Extraordinary effort will produce extraordinary results. And I can see, oh, I'm feeling good tonight, boy. I got 4 more donuts to go tonight. Praise God. Oh, man. I can see this. As the Bible says that Jesus stopped. Hold up. What I do can stop Jesus. You can stop him. Jesus was on his way somewhere else. And me lifting up my voice stopped Jesus in his tracks. And the Bible says that Jesus said, hey, bring that brother over here. Sorry, KJV, apologize. Bring him to me. And the Bible says that blind Bartimaeus took off his garment. I'm about to lose my mind, I'm sorry. Blind Bartimaeus, when Jesus told him to come, took off his garment. Here's my question. Why? Why? Before he even got in the vicinity where Jesus, before he even got close to Jesus, he took off his, why? Because that garment represented his blindness. This is my identity. And he said, forget all that. Forget all that. Because when I get in the vicinity of the miracle worker, I'm not going to be identified by my. This is not going to be my identity anymore. But I once was blind. But now I see. But the way that he got his miracle is he put up effort. And the effort would produce extraordinary results. Well, I'll just wait on God. I'll just wait on him. And God says, there's a miracle in your mouth, blind Bartimaeus. What if God tonight had one miracle for one person? But you know why? Some of you could have got your miracle right there. But it's our ideology. Well, I can only do this when he calls the altar call. I can only do this once this happens. I can only do this once the praise team gets up there. I can only do. Did you see in that story where blind Bartimaeus had an organ or a piano or? Dude, oh, I wish I had my phone. I'd play that praise break behind me. You think he had somebody backing him up when he? No. His desperation took over. Brother Jones, I don't feel anything. You don't have to feel anything to worship God. He's passing by. He's passing by. And you opening your mouth can stop him in his tracks. You opening up your mouth can stop him. Oh, yes. Come on, some of you are missing a miracle moment right now. Some of you are missing a miracle moment right now. I'm not waiting on a drum. I'm not waiting on a bass. I'm not waiting on a piano. My desperation's about to take over. My desire for God to touch me, it's about to take over. Oh yeah, go ahead. Your miracle's in your mouth. Your miracle's in your worship. Your miracle's in your dance. Your miracle's in the shout. Woo. Come on, there's something here right now. There's something here right now. There's something in this building right now. You can get your miracle. You can get your breakthrough. You can get what you need from God. But it's going to demand that you put up some effort. Come on, there's healing for you right now. There's healing for your body. There's healing for your mind. It's yours, but you've got to put up some effort. You've got to put up some effort. Jones, I don't feel anything. You don't have to feel anything to dance. The violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. I'm gonna force my praise. I'm gonna force it until something breaks. Yeah, go ahead. Somebody's getting their miracle right now. Somebody's getting their, oh yeah. You're not going to identify me by my past, but I'm laying my coat. I'm laying my garment before Jesus. It's going to happen. It's going to happen for your body. It's going to happen for your body. Somebody needs to speak it in the atmosphere right now. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Come on, church, create an atmosphere. Somebody can get the Holy Ghost in this atmosphere right now. Somebody can receive the Holy Ghost in this atmosphere right now. Ilamo kosata ya haya. Ilamo satari kelele mahaya. Do it now, God. Do it now, God. Yes. 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 Do it now, God. Open it up now. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. It's coming on the back of your effort. It's coming on the back of your worship. It's coming on the back of your exuberant praise. It's coming on the back of your praise. Rabahaya. Come on. Come on. The waters are troubled right now. The waters are troubled right now. Come on, somebody's getting what they need right there. Somebody's getting a word that they need from God right. Woo! 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. There are sometimes in services that you may have everything you need. All the bills paid, enough money in the bank, you may have all of it. But there's somebody next to you that hasn't been able to lift their hands. Sometimes your praise is for somebody else. There are sometimes, well, Brother Jones, I just don't feel the liberty that you feel. Sometimes you dance with a reckless abandon. So the chains, Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang praises. But I don't get the miracle unless there's effort that's put up on my part. I don't get the miracle of everybody's bands being loosed if I keep my mouth shut. I don't get the miracle unless there is effort. Yeta Masaya. Ramande Hekaya. Ilomo Shataya. Woo! Shita Rahayama. Nemankaya Hasaya. Neheta Masotoya. I feel your spirit, ma'am. You want this so bad. Listen to me. There's a lady in this building that you want what everybody else in this church has. I'm telling you, you can have it tonight, but you got to get past yourself. You got to get past what you normally do. God, help us. God wants to break something in somebody's family tonight. A lady needs to hear me right now. God wants to break something in your family tonight. I believe that when you start worshiping and dancing in this house, that you can send angels back to your home. Somebody that needs something to happen in your family needs to receive that right now. I'm engaging the angels right now. I'm engaging the heavenlies right now through my praise. Jesus. The Holy Ghost is trying to break something in this building right now. Some of you need to just get in the flow of what God's doing. You just need to plug into the flow of what God's doing right now. Yeah, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost, you do the work right now. Come on, Holy Ghost, I'm not going to fight you right now, but I'm going to yield to your spirit. I'm going to yield to your spirit. I'm not putting up a wall. I'm tearing down the wall right now, God. Woo! Yeah. 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 That's what I tell you. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, Holy Ghost. Yeah, Holy Ghost. Yeah, Holy Ghost. Come on, some of you got to get past your mind right now. Some of you got to get past your thoughts. Some of you got to get past inadequacies and past failures and what people have labeled you as. You got to get past that. You got to get past the battle of your mind right now. Woo! Come on, every person, I want you to lift your hands. Every person, I want you to lift your hands. And I want you to yield to God's. Every person, if you're in this building, raise your hand right now. And I want you to yield to the Spirit. Come on, begin to pray. Come on. Yield to the Spirit. Come on. Some of you have to yield to it. Some of you are fighting the Spirit. You don't need to fight it. You need to yield to it. God, here I am. Come on. You're feeling the tears trying to come down your cheek right now. You can't fight it. You got to let God do it right now. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Go ahead, Mama. Go ahead, Mama. Don't worry about nobody next to you. Yeah, yeah, here I am, here I am. Alabakosh Ataria Mahaya. Right now, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. The water, I'm telling you, church, the waters are troubled right now. The waters are troubled right now. All you got to do is get in. All you have to do is get in. You got to get off the sideline and get in and say, I want a part of this. Come on, Holy Ghost. Rahata mahaya la bokusha. Rahata ya bokushata. Woo! I'm gonna tell you the key to this service. If you're praying, keep praying. There's a key in this service, and I know where it is right now. It's in the young people. The key's in the young people tonight. Come on. It's here right now. We may not even finish this message, but it's here. It's here right now. It's here. Ramashandarakaya. Shandarakondorehe. Lebokura niasa. It's here. Yeah, go ahead. Come on, get it. Whatever you feel balling up on the inside, whatever you feel trying to come out of your stomach, you need to let it out right now. You need to let it out. That scream, that cry of desperation, there's something trying to come out. You need to let it out right now. I don't care how loud it is. I don't care what anybody else thinks about you. There's something that God's trying to do through you right now. Go ahead. Come on. My cry could break something off of somebody else. Me lifting my voice could break something for somebody else. Me engaging in the spirit could break something off of somebody next to me. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. It's happening. There's things happening in this building. All over this building. That's the Holy Ghost you're feeling, ma'am. That's the Spirit of God that you're feeling right now. Those tears that are flowing down your cheeks right now. That's the Spirit of God trying to move on you right now. Come on, if you feel to go pray with somebody, go pray with them right now. Come on, if you feel to go pray with somebody, go pray with them right now. God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. Yes, Holy Ghost. Ramashanda Rabokotoria Haya Rada Mahaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Come on. Shata Ramoshanda Rabakaya. Come on, press past your flesh. Press past your desires right now. There's something trying to happen. There's something happening in this building right now. Come on. Yes, Holy Ghost. Rabakata Ramoshaya Ramoko Rehetaya. Come on, Jesus. 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 Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. Jesus. Woo. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Shataramoko Turiyama. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let the Holy Ghost move in right now. Yeah. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Woo. Jesus. 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 Ramashata yehekatamo. Shata yahakata yohotai. Rabaka yoroboshai. Holding her back. Listen to me. I want everybody's undivided. Listen. I want everybody's undivided attention for 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Give me 3 minutes. Nobody move. Stay where you're at. Stay where you're at. We're about to pray in just a moment. When God gave me this message, I went in Sunday morning. Nobody move. Nobody move. I went in and preached this message. I'm not even going to finish the rest of it. This is what waters are trouble right now. I got in and began to preach this message, and the church grabbed a hold of it. It's like they just got it. And in the midst of it, there was a lady in the church that just started screaming, "Ah, Jesus!" And when she did, something broke over the whole congregation. When she did that, it just, you could feel, it opened up something in the heavens. We had a bunch of visitors that night. Well, in the midst of the crowd, there was a lady who was a Baptist. And if you're Baptist, there's nothing wrong with Baptist. I'm not saying nothing negative. But before she came to church, she made the statement, "I don't believe in that speaking in tongues stuff." And when that lady let out that cry, something broke over the congregation. And the lady, the Baptist lady, she stood there and she kind of grinned, looking around, trying to figure out what's going on, why everybody's screaming and all of this different stuff. And then I watched with these eyes as something on her face began to change. The smile went away. Then all of a sudden, her eyes started blinking faster and faster. Next thing you know, I saw tears starting to run down her cheek. The next thing I know, I look over there. This lady is very reserved. You're not going to move her. No, no. She lifted her hands. And because of the praise of somebody else, she would lift her hands and for the very first time begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Nobody touched her. Nobody, none of that. Because of the atmosphere that was created through the praise, she lifted her hands and began to speak in tongues. After service, we had four brand new people in that service get the Holy Ghost for the first time. This lady, this Baptist lady, she ran. She didn't know any better. She ran to me after service. Ran on the platform. Looking like this. She said, "Preacher, what just happened?" She said, "I began to speak in that weird language." And she said, "I've never felt peace like I feel it right now." Hold on. After that service, everybody in the church was amazed about what happened. That lady came up to me and she made this statement. She said, "Brother Jones, I've never been in a service like that before." Didn't finish the message. When they grabbed a hold of my ability, when I put up effort, it will produce something that people will say, "I've never been in a service like that." Where the glory takes over. And it takes over our desires and what we have planned. And God says, "All right, it's time for me to do something." All right. I'm telling you right now, there are people that haven't moved that I can feel God pulling on you right now. I can feel it. God saying, "I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you." There are people in this building God wants to fill with the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight. If you need the Holy Ghost, you never spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance, I want you to raise your hand right now. You believe you can get it tonight? You believe you can get it tonight? You believe it? I believe God can fill every person that needs the Holy Ghost with the Holy Ghost tonight. 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 Not tomorrow. Not next week. Tonight. Tonight. If you need a miracle in your family, you need a miracle in your marriage, raise your hand. All right, let's clear this out. Let's clear this out. It's time for allow God to do what he wants to do. Let's clear this out. All right, if you need the Holy Ghost, come on. Come on up here. You need the Holy Ghost? Come on. You need a miracle in your body? Come on. You need a miracle in your marriage? Come on. Come on. The waters are troubled. If you're going to miss it, if you're worried about what people think about you, you're going to miss it. God's pulling on visitors. I can feel it. God's pulling on you. All you have to do is step out and let God do the rest. That's all you have to do. That's all. Come on, come on, come on. Jesus, 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 Jesus. God. Jesus. 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 Now this is what we're going to need. It's already trying to break. It's trying to break forth right now. We need people that are just going to pray with these people that are in the altar. That's all we're going to do. We need some people that know how to pray with people, that know how to help people get the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and come on. Come on. Come on. Everybody's going to be enlisted tonight. Everybody. If you're in your seat, we're enlisting you tonight to be a prayer warrior tonight. We're enlisting everybody. This is what we're going to do. We're all going to repent. Every person in this building. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. Come on. Come on. We're all going to repent. We're all going to repent right now. Lift your hands and close your eyes. And if you don't know what to say, repeat after me. Lord, I'm sorry for everything that I've done. Come on. You got to open your mouth and say it. God, forgive me for everything that I've done. Lord, I ask and pray that you would forgive me and renew a right spirit within me, God. I want your spirit. God, I want a miracle in my body. I want a miracle in my mind. And God, I turn away from the sin. I turn away from my ways. I turn away from my desires, God, and I turn to you right now. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would fill every empty vessel. God, that you would fill people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. those that are seeking you, let them be filled. Let the Spirit of God be poured out tonight in the name of Jesus. And what you're going to do, church, is you're not going to look around. You're going to lift up your voice and pray. You're going to create an atmosphere that God can give somebody a miracle right now. Lift your hands right now. Close your eyes. Lift it high. God, by the authority of your word and by the power that's in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you would confirm your word right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Come on, right now, lift your hands and close your eyes and begin to talk to God. God, I love you, Jesus. God, I worship you. God, I praise you. Come on, your miracle's in your mouth. Your miracle's in your mouth. Come on, be spirit-led when you pray for people right now. There are people in their pews that need what I'm preaching right now. You can get the Holy Ghost.